Love begins with a dream. Every person carries within his heart a blueprint of the one he loves. What seems to be love at first sight is actually the fulfillment of desire, the realization of a dream. Plato, sensing this, said that all knowledge is a recollection from a previous existence. This is not true as he states it, but it is true if one understands it to mean that we already have an ideal in us, one that is made by our thinking, our habits, our experiences, and our desires. Otherwise, how would we know immediately on seeing a person or things that we loved them? Before meeting certain people, we already have a pattern and a mold of what we like and what we do not like. Certain persons fit into that pattern, others do not. When we hear music for the first time, we either like or dislike it. We judge it by the music we already have heard in our own hearts. Jittery minds, which cannot long repose in one object of thought or in continuity of an ideal, love music that is distracting, excited, and jittery. Calm minds like calm music. The heart has its own secret melody, and one day when the score is played, the heart answers, "This is it." So it is with love. A tiny architect works inside the human heart, drawing sketches of the ideal love from the people it sees, from the books it reads, from its hopes and daydreams, in the fond hope that the eye may one day see the ideal and the hand touch it. Life becomes satisfying the moment the dream is seen walking and the person appears as the incarnation of all that one loved. The liking is instantaneous, because actually it was there waiting for a long time. Some go through life without ever meeting what they call their ideal. This could be very disappointing if the ideal never really existed. But the absolute ideal of every heart does exist, and it is God. All human love is an initiation into the eternal.